This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. City pools in Boulder, Colorado have banned the sale of all ice cream treats from vendors and vending machines. They say they want to protect citizens from sugary, unhealthy snacks. Oh, you can run next door and get some pop. Although be warned, after smoking it, there's no ice cream. The Juno spacecraft entered Jupiter's orbit yesterday after a five-year-long trip that reached speeds of 200 times the speed of sound. NASA said the craft will now orbit the largest planet in the solar system and hopefully discover how Jupiter was formed. Here's an odd survey that ran 30,000 mugshots through an app that analyzes people's pictures to detect their emotions. And it found the states where people have the happiest mugshots. Top five are North Carolina, Nevada, Indiana, Maine, and New York. And the crime where people are most likely to take a happy mugshot is contributing to delinquency of a minor. The five states with the saddest mugshots are West Virginia, Montana, Idaho, Utah, and Oregon. And the crime where people are most likely to take sad mugshots? Cruelty to animals. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. A guy in Germany died last week and had written his own obituary. 64-year-old Hubert Martini used his obit as a chance to ban his five brothers and sisters and their family from going to his funeral. Not clear why he wanted to keep them away, but he did write, quote, "I've hurt some people in my life. And that's good." Wow. Guy in Minnesota named Jason Galvin was at his family's cabin about 60 miles north of Minneapolis on Thursday. Then he saw a bald eagle tangled in a piece of rope wrapped around a tree branch 70 feet off the ground. So it was just dangling there. But it was too far up to rescue, and a wildlife official told him it had been there for a couple of days. Jason is an Army vet who did two tours in Afghanistan, so he's a pretty good shot. And his wife made him borrow a friend's rifle and try to snap the 4-inch rope by shooting it, which is a lot harder than it looks in the movies. And it was pretty windy. Plus, he had to shoot some branches out of the way just to get a clear shot at it. But after 90 minutes and about 150 shots, it worked. One of the shots snapped the rope, and none of the other shots hit the bird, which landed in some brush. Now, the Raptor Center at the University of Minnesota is planning to release it back into the wild after it recovers. Apparently, it was pretty young and should bounce back with no problem. Great story. Great shot. How about a few random facts for Wednesday? There are four times more cattle in South Dakota than people. Canada is the only country to host an Olympics and not win a gold medal. When it hosted the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal, Canadian athletes only won 5 silvers, 6 bronze. There have been 37 different animals in the original brand of animal crackers since 1903. The most recent addition, the koala, in 2002. The Marines have new physical standards meant to weed out recruits, especially those people who are interested in joining combat groups. All male Marines need to do 2 pull-ups, 44 crunches, and run a mile and a half in 13 and a half minutes. And then, for Marines to get into combat jobs, the standards get tougher. These guys have to do 6 pull-ups, run 3 miles in 24 and a half minutes, and lift a 30-pound ammo can over their head 60 times in 2 minutes. Quite a tryout, huh? Little League team in Rockford, Washington is turning some heads because all of the players in uniform because all of the players in uniform are girls. Yeah, the team is called the Peaches, just like the movie, A League of Their Own. It's the first ever all-girls coach-pitch team in the history of the league. The Peaches are made up of 6 to 8-year-old girls, who often takes on the other, mostly all-boy teams in the league. To be clear here, the Peaches weren't put together as a stunt. The girls are serious about learning the game and showing it on the field. Last week, they opened their game with 4 straight hits. And the parents of the girls are glad their daughters can take part in a game they loved playing when they grew up. Last weekend was the annual hot dog eating championship. Well, this coming weekend in Buffalo, forget the hot dogs, chicken wings, or pie, or whatever. There's a competition of a different color, kale eating. The big mouths will have 8 minutes to chow down on as much of the green leafy veggie as they can stomach. The Kale Yeah Contest winner will take home $2,000. I like it. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Something I need to buzz about, email paul at wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter, fax to 637-2675, or drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We're just across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz on Cozy are sponsored by Gateway Services. Inclusion and independence for everyone, every day, everywhere. Gateway Services. Visit gatewayvro.com. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.